David Bevan
on ABC Radio Adelaide.
Good morning, Richard Turner.
Yeah, good morning, David, on this beautiful day.
You'll never have to work again.
Yeah. No. Well, look, we want to make some significant changes to the energy sector, David, and this is quite a defining moment in time that will lead to significant change.
Can you put this in some sort of context? Zen Energy began when, and it grew to a certain size, and then a billionaire buys 50.1% stake. Can you just give us a thumbnail sketch to put this in some sort of perspective?
Yeah, certainly. Look, this is, I mean, the energy industry is an industry that no one person can affect change. And as much as, you know, myself as the founder or even Ross Garnaut as our chairman, it takes regulatory change, it takes legislative change, it takes technological change, it takes change in business models to make change to this industry. And this is something we've been working on for years now. So we've been pulling together the right people, the right partnerships, the right technologies and developing those technologies, and a lot of that being developed here in South Australia to actually make that change happen. But the watershed moment really came 2 days ago when we reached an agreement with the Liberty Group to take 50% share of Zen. But what came with that was the ability to supply or build massive renewable power generation plants in South Australia and across the country that can supply directly into those large industrial customers. So having our own major business in steel mills and aluminium smelters that we can supply and build those plants to supply power direct into and bypass the traditional supply chain is this first major step in industry actually taking control of its own energy generation. And Sanjeev Gupta remarkably has done this in the UK, and in the UK economy, with the UK Natural Resources, has built hydro plants, tidal plants and batteries, and has saved 30% on their power costs in the UK. Now, he's come to Australia and looked up at the sky and looked at our natural resource and basically said, you knuckleheads, how can you get this so wrong? They're expecting to save over 50% on their power. And that'll make our industry here globally competitive immediately. Increase jobs, increase population, bring energy-intensive industry back into South Australia, and with that comes significant prosperity. So this is the start of the change in the energy world.
You know, Richard, this might sound a little obscure, but when I was thinking about this last night, I was reminded of what Joe Kennedy did in Hollywood in the 1920s, because he was a very rich man who JFK's dad. Very rich man. He went to Hollywood after working as a banker and in shipbuilding and all sorts of things. He went to Hollywood and there was an enormous amount of money flying around, but people were going bust. And he looked at it and he thought, you're not doing this right. You haven't got your business model right. So as an outsider, he came along and he said, I can make money out of this in a sustainable way. And I wonder whether that's what Sanjeev Gupta does. He comes to a new place where we're all running around in a policy vacuum and policy confusion. And he comes through and says, no, I can see where you can make money if you just get organized.
Yeah, absolutely. That is almost exactly what's happened. And the opportunity that opens up for South Australia and our natural resources, I mean, if you look at new industry that can evolve here, we have some of the best reserves of graphite in the world. Now, graphite makes up lithium-ion batteries 30% by weight. But the difference between the graphite that we mine and what goes into the batteries is a high level of refinement of the graphite. Now, that just takes a lot of electricity. Now, when we build these massive power generation stations, we'll have vast amounts of excess, low-cost, clean energy from our solar, from our wind, from our hydro, that we can put in to those sorts of processes. Silicon, we have some of the best silicon reserves in the world. The difference between what we dig up and what goes into solar panels is purely electricity in refining the silicon. Uranium, for those countries that need uranium, we're exporting the raw product, we can be enriching it. It takes a lot of electricity. The other huge opportunity for South Australia is in producing clean gases like hydrogen and ammonia for export. It is just a lot of electricity that you run through water to split it into hydrogen and oxygen, then you tank the hydrogen and we can export it. You know, South Australia has the opportunity to be the Middle East of the new world. And we've got countries like Korea and Japan lining up to take our hydrogen to run their generators on clean fuels to meet their Paris obligations.
Just coming back to that first question, though, what was Zen Energy? Well, when did you first start?
Okay, well, Zen, interesting story. And like all companies, I mean, I founded it back in 2004, but started on the dining room table with myself and my wife and with the kids in their cubby house. So really the starting story was and this is before there was any solar industry, the kids wanted to put a little light and a TV set in their cubby house, and there was no power at the back of the yard. And we went down to the local hobby shop and I thought, oh, I'll just have a look at a solar panel and see how this works. And I loved maths and physics at school, and the chap who was helping me got his whiteboard marker out and wrote Ohm's law on the whiteboard, which is watts equals volts times amps. And we picked out a little solar panel and a battery and an inverter and cables and regulators and made this little system work. And then I stood back and I thought, you know what, there's no barriers here to making this large enough to run a house. And then we started investigating the component manufacturers around the world, and we set up a brand in Zen and got the component manufacturers, the different manufacturers in Germany and China and the like, to build a kit of matched components. And in 2006, we released the first Zen home energy system. And back then we sort of told the public, and you know, it was a very simple proposition, don't worry about the technology, we've done that work. It's a very high quality system. It's a matter of how big you want the system. Do you want to run a quarter of your house or all of your house? And then the company just took off from there.
So we'll take for granted that in 2004, when you're working on the cubby house, the company was worth zero. By 2006, it was worth what? It was the value of the stock that you'd bought because you hadn't sold any.
Well, we were the fastest growing company in South Australia for 2 years running in 2010 and 11. I think by 2012, BRW wrote us up as the fourth fastest growing company in the country.
And what's it worth today?
I can't divulge what it's worth. I should say I'm not at liberty, but that might be a bit of a pun on the new company. I really can't divulge that.
All right. Well, that takes me back to my very first question, Richard. You don't have to work anymore if you don't want to.
Well, I do have to work, and I want to work. I want to be part of making. I want to see through the change of this industry because, you know, our population deserves better than what they're getting. We live under the best natural energy resource in the world, and as Sanjeev said, we should be paying the lowest cost of power in the world, not the highest cost. You know, we need to see this through and change the sector, and if we can take a big chunk of the load off the energy grid pretty quickly, that has a dramatic impact on the wholesale electricity markets, and that will have immediate flows on to commercial business and mums and dads and households in the short term. But then as we grow our energy generation capacity, then that we can start retailing ourselves initially into the industrials and then into the commercial sector and then to communities after that. So
that's the voice of Richard Turner. He's founder of Zen Energy, and this week it was announced, in the last couple of days, he says that Sanjeev Gupta, the businessman who's bought the Arium Wireless Steelworks, his company has bought
50% and one share, David?
50% and one share of Zen Energy. And basically, they're going to use your company for the energy needs of the wireless steelworks, and you've also touched on a whole lot of other possibilities for South Australia. But he's going to start using you at Wyala.
Yeah, well, he wants to. That's the initial start, is to service their businesses and grow that. But his aim is to grow Zen into a power company for Australia. They want to have their own power company.
Hayden has called from Eden Hills. Hello, Hayden.
Good morning, gentlemen. I apologise first. My voice is a little croaky this morning, so I hope you can understand it. I was really, probably like other listeners, concerned earlier in the week when we heard about companies like Santos that had been selling our power resources, our gas, overseas to a cheaper price than what we're paying here in South Australia. And this sounds like really good news, that this should really shake that industry up. Is that right? Could that really improve things that much for us?
Richard Turner.
It absolutely will. One of the things we're working with Santos on, actually, and it's interesting you raised Santos, is that there is a lot of gas that is actually self-consumed in the production process and the pumping and liquefaction process that goes into gas production. We are working with Santos on a way that all that gas that is self-consumed, we can build some very large-scale renewable generation plants through solar and wind and batteries that can actually replace that gas self-consumption, which is around 10 to 12%. If we can free that gas up for the local domestic market, and particularly in firming the transition of supply as we head towards a more renewable-based supply, that'll have great results for the electricity markets as well.
Right. You've also you also appear in the Tyzer this morning. Sheridan Holderhead has written a piece talking about Zen Energy, and your plan is to provide effectively bespoke solutions to individual companies for their power needs.
Yes, for the very large industrials, and it depends the type of optimised mix of renewable generation. And as we know, solar gets produced when the sun's up, wind can produce 24 hours, but probably better wind at night time. Hydro is the underlying base power, but ideally when you're trying to optimise these loads to get the absolute lowest cost energy supply, when you flip the energy, the business model on its head, and you're producing power plants to service large-scale industry, you can actually design and optimise those power plants to match their energy requirements and when they use energy. So it's just a better way of doing it.
Well, Simon asks, will you need subsidies?
No. That's the thing. The coal industry needs subsidies. The renewable energy industry, as it emerges, it needed the subsidies for the period to get going. We needed to build scale in the industry, and sensible subsidies will keep going on for a little while. But longer term, no, it is just a cheaper form of producing power and clean energy.
At what point will the subsidies cut out? Because renewables do receive a lot of subsidies, don't they, through various mechanisms, but that it is a subsidised sector. What point will they disappear?
Well, the current renewable energy target, which is the primary subsidy, is in place till 2030.
That's a long time.
That is winding down, and a lot of the new plants that are built won't take any direct subsidies from the government. In fact, the renewable subsidies are a lot less than the fossil fuel subsidies.
Richard Turner, thank you for talking to us.
No, thank you.
Turner, he's founder of Zen Energy. And despite what I say, he says he's still going to turn up to work tomorrow, although I suspect he doesn't need to anymore.